from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. The Southern California rock band, Eagles of Death Metal, that was performing in Paris at the Bataclan Theater when armed terrorists attacked the venue, is speaking out for the first time. In an interview with Vice.com, to be released later this week, singer-guitarist Jesse Hughes says gunmen stormed the backstage area moments after the band fled the theater.
Several people hid in our dressing room, and the killers were able to get in and killed everyone except for a kid who was hiding under my leather jacket. A great reason why so many were killed is because so many people wouldn't leave their friends.
89 people inside the Bataclan Theater were killed, dozens more wounded. Eagles of Death Metal canceled the rest of its tour and has since returned to Southern California. Officials at San Diego Zoo Safari Park says one of the last surviving northern white rhinos in the world has died. The 41-year-old female, named Nola, was euthanized over the weekend after battling a bacterial infection. There are now just three other northern white rhinos known to exist. All three live in a wildlife preserve in Kenya. A new investigative project from KPCC takes an in-depth look at data from 5 years' worth of police officer-involved shootings in Los Angeles County. The series, Officer Involved, finds that at least 375 civilians were shot by on-duty officers during that time. Reporters Annie Gilbertson and Frank Stoltz led the investigation, and they're here to discuss the findings. Annie, Frank, good morning.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey.
Frank, let me start with you. The headline of the series here, that one in four of those shot and killed or wounded by police officers or sheriff's deputies in L.A. County were unarmed. Give us a little context. What kind of circumstances are we talking about typically?
As you can imagine, circumstances vary widely. This is Los Angeles County, the biggest county in California, 10 million people. In some cases, people are committing a violent crime. In other cases, people are actually shooting at cops. But in a quarter of the cases, people are not armed at all. No gun, no knife, no bat. And most of the time, we found officers don't try less lethal uses of force first, beanbag guns, batons, tasers. And, you know, that's particularly important in the unarmed cases because we're talking about police misperceiving the danger that they're presented with.
You also looked at how officers responded in cases where individuals were shot and wounded or killed, but were also exhibiting signs of mental illness. There's the case of Jasmine Eng, a 40-year-old woman. She stood barely 5 feet tall. She charged officers with a small hammer after they tried to subdue her. What exactly happened there?
Yeah, these deputies shot her. They tased her first. It didn't work. She came at them, as you described. You know, these four sheriff's deputies, the one who opened fire, over 6 feet tall, over 200 pounds. She's this tiny woman. And it just raises a serious question about how law enforcement in this, certainly this case and other cases we looked at, deal with the mentally ill.
Annie, how does the LAPD and LA County Sheriff respond to this criticism about how their officers handle those who are mentally unstable?
Well, the Sheriff's Department is going to give all deputies a week-long mental health training starting this year. This is an expensive and elaborate proposition, and the Los Angeles Police Department, it's our other big agency here, is also responding. They're going to double the number of mental health units, and these are teams of counselors and officers who roll out together to help these people in crisis.
Now, Frank, if we look at these stats another way, 75% of civilians shot by officers in L.A. County were armed. Nearly half had a firearm, I think, in the cases you looked at. And as you point out, most officers go an entire career without ever firing their service weapons, which could suggest that cops in L.A. County, by and large, are doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, always careful about, you know, pronouncing good or bad job. But there are certainly many, many cases where police officers save people's lives. We highlighted one where LAPD officer Eric Avendano was called to an alley with his partner where a man was holding a knife to his girlfriend's throat. And he takes, you know, a few steps away from the car, away from cover, and moves closer and shoots the man and saves her life. And, you know, police officers don't take these actions lightly. Most of them, at least the ones we talk to, you know, it's a tough thing to do. Here's Officer Eric Avendano of the LAPD.
It's a difficult thing because, yes, I get congratulated all the time, and well, I wouldn't change what I did, but a life was taken at the end of the day. He has a mother. He has a family just like I do.
So in the cases that you've looked at over this five-year period when an officer or a deputy shot an individual who was unarmed, have any of those officers or deputies been fired? Have they been suspended? Have they been disciplined in any way?
We had the exact same question. And it is really tough to tell if officers who mistakenly shoot someone who is unarmed are ever disciplined by police leaders. You know, that information is shielded under California law. The LA County DA hasn't brought charges against an officer involved in a shooting in 15 years. Here's the DA, Jackie Lacey.
We understand the public's anger over what they perceive to be as unjustified shootings or killings, and we do our very, very best to shine light on whatever decision we make.
And in those decisions, the DA finds that officers are acting in self-defense or in defense of others. That's the vast majority of cases. Still, civil rights activists complain a lack of prosecutions is contributing to this culture of excessive force without consequences.
That's KPCC investigative reporter Annie Gilbertson and Frank Stoltz, who covers law enforcement for KPCC. They were part of a months-long team investigation called Officer Involved, looking at police-involved shootings in L.A. County. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Stephen.
And that's the California Report for Monday, November 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. From the Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.